I'm cooking a Caribbean chicken curry with coconut rice, sweet corn salsa, followed by orange fall with a chocolate shreddy scoop. This is a dish that I used to do for my son when he was younger, because he wasn't great on spice, and it was one way of introducing it to him. So it's quite sweet because it has the coconut in it and sweet potato as well. So it's a mild curry. It's quite creamy and still very tasty though.
This competition, obviously, how did you actually kind of manage to get involved with it?
My boss basically put me forward for it. She said she thought I'd be really good at working in that sort of conditions. It was very flattering and inspiring. Certainly got the grey cells going of ways of presenting the dish, just to make it a little bit different to the everyday school dinner.
It's sort of coming back round again in terms of sort of being in the news and the importance of healthy eating. Obviously, we've recently just had the thing about 100 calorie snacks. So why do you think it's important for to kind of deliver these kind of meals as part of a balanced diet in the school that you work at, and obviously sort of across the whole of Kent?
Because nowadays we live in such a diverse cultures, I think it's good for the children to experience different types of food along the way. And also getting them interested in how these sort of dishes are put together. So when they're growing up and leaving home, they're not just opting for the easy food to pop in the oven, and that they're not frightened to try something new.
Do you find it's quite difficult to sometimes get through to children that message? Do you still find children sort of are a bit picky when they're eating in primary schools?
Primary schools might be a little bit easier than secondary schools, because they're a little bit more adaptable at that age. Their habits will normally set in by then, time they come to secondary school, and that's when I think they struggle to try things new. They think they already know what they do and don't like. Whereas when they're younger, I think they're more willing to try something different.
What would you kind of say to parents that might be struggling to kind of create these balanced meals and stuff at home that you guys are obviously striving to produce in a school environment?
To get the children involved in the preparation and letting them understand the foods and where they come from, maybe getting them to try them at different stages during the cooking process as well, so they can see how they change. And just playing around, trying different ways of preparing and cooking your broccoli and things like that, and whether you steam it or you braise it or you roast it, and see how the difference is across the board and to what they prefer.